Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
So the big entertainment news story of the day, and I just want to talk about it, is so exciting. It was in the Hollywood Outsider. The long-awaited Lucille Ball biopic finally has a Lucy and a Desi. And it's actually, to call it a Lucy biopic is not true. It's actually about them. The title of it is, the working title is, Being the Ricardos.
Okay. And this is going to go to streaming, right?
It's going to go to streaming. It's owned currently by Amazon, which means it'll be on Amazon Prime. And it looks like it won't be a series, but it'll be a biopic, a movie.
Yeah.
And they could not have picked a more talented Lucy, I'll say that. But first, I'll tell you about Ricky. Javier Bardem.
Nice. Oh.
And he will be great. So when I think of him, I think sophisticated, sexy. I don't think funny. But I mean,
no country for old men,
right? Yeah. I just think,
scary.
He can do anything.
Well, wasn't Ricky scary at times?
Yes.
Yeah, and he was very serious at times too. I mean, he was a band leader, but he was a bit of a tyrant, according to Lucy.
Yeah. Exactly.
I will say this: just because he was funny for the cameras, I agree 110%. I think there was a lot of sadness going on behind the scenes there.
Wow,
I think
just
that
like
was
me.
Difficult. I think that was difficult. I think that he was probably a very difficult man. Mm-hmm. We'll see. We'll see what the biopic shows us. But the role of Lucille Ball going to Nicole Kidman, which she can do anything.
Yeah.
There are some people that are like, wait. No. But she can do anything.
Well, because you're going to see some of the same, which we just said about Desi is the same thing with Lucy, a comedian. But boy, there was a whole lot of stuff going on there. You know, and you're going to see the serious sides too. I think she'll do great. That's just a tough role to cast, period.
Period. That's why it's been in development for several years. And I think Amazon first bought it in 2017, and Cate Blanchett was attached to be Lucy, because Lucy's super important. She's probably the most important.
They said it was going to play Fred and Ethel.
I don't know about that. God knows. Who knows?
Well, and the thing with biopics, you know, again, the storyline takes a few liberties here and there, right? It's all of a sudden very Hollywood, so it's not like a biography itself. And maybe that's part of the reason that we like them. I don't know. It's because they're glitzed up.
I don't know.
They're made more dramatic.
I think it's the drama.
If you're already interested in the person, you know, there's nothing more interesting to me than a biopic, because truth is just more, I don't know, interesting than fiction, really, when there's that much to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And they may take liberties, but you at least still get a little bit of a glimpse, and then you can walk away going, okay, it may have been something like this.
Lucy wasn't that funny.
I will say, my favorite biopic since the first time I saw it, and then comparing it to everything else I've ever seen, is What's Love Got to Do with It?
Say you want me to be his new son.
It's about Tina Turner.
You know what they say, but I
solid.
Yes,
Tina.
I think it's gonna
work out fine.
That is my
Angela
favorite.
Angela Bassett in just an amazing role.
And Lawrence Fishburne, who went to visit Ike in prison before playing him. Did you guys know that?
No, I didn't know.
And said, look, I'm going to play you. Do you have any? I mean, I'm sure it was a long conversation, but do you have any advice? And apparently he just looked at him and said, do it good. Do it good.
Yeah. Well, we got a couple big ones coming too, with Aretha, and also Whitney Houston's going to be coming out.
Yeah, the Aretha one is almost ready.
Yeah.
Correct, with Jennifer Hudson. It's just
the question for a lot of them is, do they use their original music or not on Tina Turner with What's Love Got to Do with It? She sang the songs, but did she redo her own songs, or did she?
No. She
Angela Bassett.
Angela Bassett lip synced those.
What I'm saying. To Tina. So it was actually Tina's music.
Tina's music. And the interesting thing about that is, I was always interested in Tina Turner. I was a fan from the time I discovered her. When I discovered her, I was a kid, I guess, in the 80s when she came out. In the 80s with the What's Love Got to Do with It thing. And then that's when my mom and dad explained to me, well, actually, she's had a whole career before.
Yeah.
Here's who she was before with him. So when I discovered her, it was the back stuff and the date, you know, current stuff. And I say current, it was in the 80s when I discovered her. And so when that came out, I was like, wow, I watched it a ton of times. And I'm telling you, there's not one better. And the interesting thing, in my opinion, the interesting thing about it is that she told the book is called I, Tina.
Mm-hmm.
And she told her story to, like, Kurt Loder. Does that name ring a bell?
MTV.
MTV. Mm-hmm. And he wrote it, and she, signed off on it. This is my story. And the book did really well. And then they started talking about making the movie.
Mm.
And she did not watch the movie. She refused it. to watch it. She's never watched it.
She against
like,
it? Or she
she's
just...
like, no. She's like, I know.
She lived it.
She lived it. Yeah. She's like, yeah, these are my words and this is my story. Enjoy. I'm going to go live a happy life.
Yeah, it's a very painful, but it's a great story.
Oh, triumphant too, though. Crazy good.
That may have been one of the very first musical biopics I ever saw.
Oh, yeah?
Early on, I guess because, you know, we were young at that time. And then I saw The Doors after that, which I thought was pretty amazing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it was really
it
well
Val Kilmer
done.
That did Jim Morrison and The Doors?
And Meg Ryan was his, like, lady love, one of them.
I'll still say that one of my favorites, though, is the very recent but awesome Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mm-hmm. Imagine thousands of people doing this in
that music. One had such heart. You just felt like, oh, I just spent some
heart.
Time with the super what sensitive and beautiful Freddie Mercury.
And it's just a story that I never knew the backstory of the band.
You were talking about the music and being real or lip sync, and that one was a combination music. It was mainly Freddie Mercury.
Sure.
But they used, what's his face that played Freddie?
Rami
Malek. He actually did some singing, and when they mixed it all, it was kind of like a little Rami, but a lot of Freddie. So that you could say, he did do a little singing.
That's
in the
really
movie.
Good. That's really good. I will tell you that there's one that will be coming in the future. I don't think there's any plans for it yet. I could be wrong, Sam. You're the music news dude. But the one that's going to have to be perfect to me, because I really want to see it one day, is Ozzy. I read his book. He has a book called I Am Ozzy, and he didn't write it. He told it to somebody, and it is such a crazy good story. The stories he remembers.
And who would play Ozzy?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. That's going to be a mountain to climb in time.
Well, and again, even with Ozzy, the biopic will have a chance. They can go places where they wouldn't go with a true biography. you can take the things that are lore and legend and make them real in a movie like that.
Yeah.
They will probably have a lot of fun with Ozzy for that. I'm sure to a degree they'll stick to the true things, but the embellishment is, to me, part of the...
I don't know if you need to embellish much with him, is what I'm saying, too.
Well, you probably don't, but they will. It's a biopic.
But it will be balanced because, I will say this, it'll be balanced because he actually is a very sensitive soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
And with any luck, we'll be able to understand whatever the actor's saying.
Exactly. Okay. So, Sam, do you have a favorite biopic?
Yeah. It's kind of like a biopic of a whole family.
So long, farewell, I'll be the same tonight.
Oh. Sound of Music, the Von Trapp family.
That's a biopic? Oh, it's about the family.
Ish.
But they're based on real people?
Oh, yeah. They're the Von Trapp family. In fact, some of the descendants still travel and sing together as the Von Trapp family.
I didn't know this.
Me neither. I just thought it was a musical.
Me too. I thought it was a work of fiction.
Point. Like Murphy said, Hollywood probably embellished a lot of it, but they're a real family.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know it, but yeah, the music is fabulous. It takes a couple of days to watch it.
I guess that would have to be a really elaborate work of fiction if it were totally fictional. Never crossed my mind. One of my other favorites is from 2004 is Jamie Foxx's performance in Ray.
The time to look after you the way I've been looking
is
after
that what you've
you.
Been doing? I see watching out for me. Is that why you get paid double what I do?
Yeah.
Told you
he turned
it was
into
just
Ray.
Amazing.
He turned into Ray for that.
It was unbelievable how good he was.
That one was a little too sad for me. It was really hard for me.
That was a great performance, though.
Yeah. I like Walk the Line with Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon.
Yes.
That one, it's very touching. It's entertaining and it's quite a ride. Mm-hmm. A lot I didn't know there either. And it's really touching. So, anyway, I'm excited about Nicole Kidman playing Lucille Ball. It's a big
I have
deal.
One more.
Okay.
The late Chadwick Boseman in Get On Up.
Yes.
What's wrong, Mazel?
You can't play that like you told us. It doesn't work musically.
It doesn't sound good. Does it feel good?
He
had the moves.
He did, and he just owned... He just owned James Brown. It was wonderful.
Did you see it yet, Sam?
I have not seen it yet, but listening to it, it brings back.
Yes,
it brings back Eddie Murphy.
You won't think that for long because they really were authentic with everything else. Yeah. Like you feel like you're in that time.
Well, and look, I mean, there are hard parts of that story too.
Very hard.
But it's extremely well done. And I guess it also helps when you're a fan of the. you know, the subject of the biopic, you're already emotionally attached to it. Mm-hmm. You know, just like you're saying, Jodie, when Ozzy comes out, you already love him.
Yes.
So at whatever point that biopic happens, you're going to be connected to it.
You know? I'm just telling you, expect to cry when you see Ozzy's and rock out. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And so this Lucille Ball biopic, they're just starting it now. They don't have
no
have
release,
date.
It's gonna. It's called. It's again. We're calling it that, but it's called Being the Ricardos. It's about them at a certain time in their life. I want to say table reads and when they were just putting the show together, which will so interest you, Murphy.
I love that. Yeah.
Called Being the Ricardos, and most productions are on hold right now in Hollywood because of the spike in coronavirus cases. But it will be Amazon Prime, and they're hoping to start filming later this year.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.